This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Quick shout out to our former colleague, Mike Wise, who hit Cakes up yesterday, and he hit me
right
up yesterday.
He hit me up this morning after I posted the picture of the trillion sushi rolls I brought home after I misordered at the restaurant yesterday.
He hit me up. In the show. I believe it was a picture of me and Dylan at the A10 tournament, and he said something very nice. He was like, that's what life's all about, something like that. And I hit him back, and he told me he was living in Panama.
You never know where the future's going to take you, I guess.
His wife, I want to say she has like a job at the State Department or something, but I think that's wrong. But something like that that takes her around.
Gotcha.
To these like
to various ports of call around the world.
So he's not calling your swim meets anymore?
Well, it's kind of a dagger because a couple of his kids are pretty good swimmers.
Right.
So
it hurt your team.
He did some damage.
Yeah.
He was pretty good. He was super intense. I always got a kick out of watching him because he was one of those kids, and you can imagine, you know, it's Mike's son. He would do the Michael Phelps, you know, how you like,
you're stretching,
or like he was into it.
Yeah.
You know,
I actually told my daughter,
he's an intense kid,
at the last swimming, I know nothing about swimming, and she does very well. But she usually is just like cold, I think. She gets in a line. And let's say there are 17 heats. She tends to be in the last heat, so she's waiting, and she's waiting for her heat to go. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you got to do something, like jump up and down. I didn't tell her to do the Michael Phelps thing.
Maybe that's what they're doing. I don't know.
I was like, you're jumping in cold.
That's why you got to get a swim spa from Offenbacher's. Heated.
Nice tie-in. I like it.
You know who says, of all people, he's serious that he wants to get one?
Who?
Hold up. So you're throwing me off.
Dead serious.
Hold up.
He wants to get one.
A swim spa.
I know who it is. I can tell by the
I know.
Rom.
He wants me to set up. Rom. Yeah, Rom wants me to set up an appointment with the owner of Offenbacher's.
Yeah. Let's get a new house.
I know. And he says the builder's asking for dimension. Like he's totally, and here's the thing. I know he's bluffing.
He's doing it to engage with you.
Yeah, I know he's bluffing.
That guy's never bluffed. Well, he bluffs a lot at a poker table, actually. I want to take that back.
He's bluffing, but he's trying to act like he's not bluffing.
Right. It's funny.
So
if he's bluffing at the poker table, he always has the worst hand. Always. He's never even semi-bluffing. He's got nothing.
Yeah, he's got nothing.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page.
That's right. Driven by BMW of Fairfax. I'm actually calling them during the next commercial break to set up my appointment, Cakes.
I feel like you've been talking about this appointment for 3 weeks.
Well, if you notice what I'm doing, I'm waiting for a rain day, and I think tomorrow it's supposed to rain.
I mean, I haven't noticed it. But
I think so. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. You could check them out at BMWFairfax.com. I don't know about your stinking outline, Hass. This might be a two-segmenter. I'm just going to tell you right now, this is a good one, Cakes.
All right. It's a chock full of good stories on the app.
First of all, I know at some point on here we were going to talk about Happy Gilmore. So Happy Gilmore 2 coming out, right? Yeah.
I saw the trailer. I was underwhelmed.
Okay, whatever.
I didn't see the first
one. I'm not a huge fan of it, whatever, but I know I saw like on the Golf Channel or something, or maybe it was CBS. They did a little profile of it. No, maybe it was on Netflix.
It was on Full Swing.
Maybe it was on Full Swing.
Yeah.
And
how many hits do you think it's got on YouTube? I bet like 30 million.
What?
Happy Gilmore trailer.
Probably a
no
lot.
Idea. Oh, I have no idea.
Probably an S-ton.
But I know a lot of people are into it. And, you know, you have your golfer cameos, and, of course, Adam Sandler's back. I saw the Paige Spiranak as a cameo. They announced that yesterday, or she announced it. But people are upset, Cakes.
Why?
Because it's not going to be on the big screen. It's coming out on Netflix. Well, Does that diminish it for you?
No. People need to adapt. Netflix and Hulu, they're all major players now when it comes to original content.
No, they are major players.
Wrap your head around it.
Yes, it's disappointing, EB.
Yeah. I think
for big movies, like if Mission Impossible, the next Mission Impossible came out,
yeah.
Okay, and it was just on Netflix.
But that's a movie that's designed to be seen in a theater. Much like Warfare, which we saw, you should go see that in a theater, not at home. But Happy Gilmore, you could see that on a regular screen, and I don't think you lose that much.
It's just a
different experience.
Look, he's had a lot of movies that he's either been in or produced that have been on Netflix.
Right.
Like that, remember David Spade did one called The Wrong Missy?
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was an Adam Sandler production.
Okay.
Yeah. He has like a multi-million dollar deal with Netflix.
The last 10 years, they're all on Netflix.
Right.
Understood. But people, I guess, just now realizing it.
Are they up in arms?
Well, you know. The Daily Mail story. What are you going to do?
Well, not everyone has Netflix.
Yeah. Not everyone has Netflix. A good point.
You want to spend $27 a month, you can get it.
And it is a different experience. Although, I might make the argument I prefer movies on Netflix because the popcorn's a lot cheaper.
It is, yes.
The beers are free, essentially.
Yeah, you got to live it up. It's more fun, I think, at the movie theater.
You know what's also kind of fun? If you have your own little media room, which a lot of people do. You have your own little theater chairs.
Most people don't.
Okay, maybe most people, but a lot of people do. What? A lot of people do. Jason has one. He doesn't even use it.
95% of the world doesn't.
I mean,
yeah, 99.9.
EB acts like everything's normal. What did he say last week?
A home theater? Yeah,
what did you say?
A home theater, like a legit, like crazy one.
I know, but you're talking about
most people don't. You act like
home theater chairs. They're not popular.
I think last week you acted like 99% of the world had like programmable cars that just turn on magically at 5 a.m. You may have that in your fancy car, but most don't.
I didn't think that was a particularly crazy innovation. It's just an alarm. It's an alarm. It's boom. It kicks on.
I think you're just spoiled.
I don't think it's common.
All right.
I would love for Eric to live a day in my life.
Do you enjoy your theater room?
I lived a day in your life. It's called the 70s, the 80s, and the early 90s. I did. For 2.5 decades. All right. So anyway, Adam Sandler, movie's coming out. People are excited. Paige Spiranak may get a cameo. Not going to be on the big screen.
I saw online people may be excited. It seemed like most people were disappointed when they watched the trailer. I don't know what they were wanting.
It's a goofy movie. Yeah. I mean, it's like a slapstick.
Maybe this is a spicy take.
The original Happy Gilmore is fine. It's not that great. Let's not act like it's
entertaining.
It's
entertaining. It doesn't need a sequel.
Yeah, totally.
Right.
It's definitely entertaining.
Yeah.
And how many of the golfers? I know that Scheffler was in it. I think Rory was in it.
I know the same thing you did because I saw it on Full Swing.
Yes. So. I mean, a lot of the big names are in it.
So he's doing their cameo. Pumping his ball into the drink in it.
I don't know if he's
like
in it.
The players.
Everyone's giving that guy a hard time.
Poor guy.
Hey, you got 2.7 for pumping it in the drink.
Unfortunate guy. Yeah. Not poor guy.
Just a quick side note. You remember that Super Bowl reporter that died?
I do remember that, yeah.
He was 27 years old. He was like a Telemundo guy.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Turns out a woman that he was with that was originally charged with like stealing his wallet or something, she's been now charged with second-degree murder.
Oof.
Yep. Because they're saying that she has a long rap sheet.
She drugged him, right?
She drugged him. And you know what killed him?
Nope.
It wasn't fentanyl. It was just the toxic combination of Xanax and alcohol.
Oh.
So they're out there boozing or whatever, And then she goes back, and she has the, this is what her MO is, I guess, is she pops Zannies in people's drinks. So they pass out, and then
she steals.
Then she steals all your stuff.
Yeah. I feel like you guys have done that combination on a flight or two.
I try now, not to. Case is the one.
I think I've done that once, but I think I snapped the Zanny in half. So I took half a Zanny, but I definitely washed it down with like a tall like Sam Adams from the airport
be careful.
Bar. Oh yeah, like a big one.
You what really is the purpose? I actually don't even know.
Yeah.
Is that an anti-anxiety? Is it a depression?
Yes. Anti-anxiety.
Just calms you down.
Because there's sometimes there's anxiety when I go on flights. You know this.
Yeah, it's not good because you can get addicted to it, but like if you have trouble sleeping, ooh, it helps.
Oh, it knocks you out?
I've never had it.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to melatonin. I
just bought some gummies the other day.
Do you know I take melatonin on vacations? Vacation nights.
You should.
Because you can't sleep.
You value your sleep.
On weekends, I will take, on a Saturday night, I will take melatonin gummies.
I mean, do you get wacky dreams?
Yes. 100% I get wacky dreams.
Yeah.
No.
I haven't taken melatonin in 20 years. Oh, I think
it does something to your brain.
When we first started out on HFS, which is 2002, we had done nights for 5 years. And it was like, I got to go to bed, and I'm like used to staying up till. I mean, Cakes and I for a while were carpooling playing Madden until like 2 a.m.
That was 25 years ago,
exactly. But I tried melatonin to get me sleep, and I was getting those wackadoo dreams.
I saw a potential sleep aid.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a lot of work though. Chamomile tea, like Sam Rockwell's drinking with.
I don't even know what that
with
is.
Walton Goggins and White Lotus.
I'm going to avoid that kind of tea.
Now, chamomile tea along with sea salt and magnesium. Like you mix it all together and drink it like at 7 p.m. Like if you're planning on going to bed at like 8:30 or 9.
You're out.
And the sea salt absorbs, I guess, some your liquids so you don't have to wake up and go pee in the middle of the night. It sounds like a good cocktail. I might have to try it.
Why don't you just drink your beer, which puts you to sleep, and then have some sea salt fries from Wendy's?
That sounds like a better alternative, but it sounds like about 500 calories.
Can you explain this to me again? And in all seriousness,
yeah,
my mom has it. You know, she's up there.
Yeah,
right. She's a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Yeah.
She's way up there.
Yeah.
She has to get up a lot to go pee, and it kind of wrecks her sleep.
Sure.
So what is it? Would this work for her?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I think it just works for anybody who's
right,
having...
What is it? It's chamomile
tea.
Yeah.
Like Sam Rockwell had in the bar.
What is chamomile tea? I don't even know what that is.
It has, like, comforting properties. It's supposed to soothe you.
All right.
Sea salt.
It's not like... It makes me think of, like, oatmeal or something. It's not chamomile.
It's just like a flavoring of tea.
All right.
Yeah, it's like a flower or herb that you put in there that reduces stress.
It's supposed to, like, just calm you down.
All right. Chamomile tea. What else?
Sea salt.
What is the sea
widely
salt?
Widely available. I just said it absorbs liquids inside your body so you don't have to pee as much in the middle of the night.
I probably need that.
And magnesium. I don't know what magnesium does.
I don't know where you
could buy it. I guess it's good for you. In any sort of
they have
like
magnesium gummies CBS anywhere.
Store.
Some people argue, I would argue differently, but some people argue if you had to only take one supplement, magnesium would be the one to take.
Hmm.
for all of its benefits.
I wouldn't know one way or the other.
But yeah. All right, hold on. I got more. I got to do. We got updates on the Tracy Morgan illness. We got audio of Hilaria, whatever her name is, Baldwin, just kind of embarrassing Alec Baldwin. Oh. And then we have Kanye West new song where you should want to hear it.
Oh, I can't
song
wait. I'm on
son,
the edge of my
is
seat.
Is it the son or daughter? Which was North?
North is the daughter.
Son. The daughter.
Oh, really?
I think North is the daughter.
North sounds like more North like a
and then
boy's
we have
name.
Chaperone. Like, literally, it's a two-segmenter. It's a two-segmenter EP. I'm sorry. I hate to disappoint you. Don't go anywhere.